It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and we're always talking Bengalla Group 21 Rugby League, and there's always plenty of changes happening in the off-season. Something could be coming Merriwar's way as well. Joining us to have a chat about it from the Merriwar Magpies is President Ben Robbins. Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. You're on the lookout for some coaches.
Yeah, mate. Like you do every year, you got to put the letters out there or put the advertising out there to apply for coaches. So, yeah, we're going for all three this year, but I think there's a bit of unfinished business with reserve grade. So I think Nathan Barry will put his hat back in the ring and it'd be hard to not give him another crack.
I reckon he's been doing a bang-up job. He's the last man to win a premiership as a coach.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we won the last full completed comp and then the COVID year, and then last year we were equal first at the end of the season. Unfortunately, we couldn't go and take the title home, but yeah, be back this year and try and get it again this year.
So what are the other coaching roles that you're looking to fill?
Ladies league tag, yep. Gaynor Blackadder was last couple of years, and she's moving on now and doesn't want to do it anymore. So yeah, we're looking for a ladies league tag coach, and again for the tackle side, the ladies tackle, which hopefully we can get up in the new year and have a competition for the girls. And Matt Morgan was coach for the last 3 years and they're undefeated. So imagine if he puts his name in the ring, it'd be hard to beat as well. But we're still taking applications and trying to get everyone to apply and anyone who's keen.
Ben, big shoes to fill because the Merriwar Magpies really punches above its weight, doesn't it?
We do, mate. For such a little town, we drag blokes from all over the place. You know, half our training session, blokes are travelling from over an hour away. Like half the blokes that get there. So there's big commitment for a lot of blokes that don't get paid to play football and just do it for the love of it. So
It says a lot about a club that guys are willing to go that distance to be a part of it. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, mate. I think we're just trying to make sure we're mates first. You know, like the whole club's just got to be mates and enjoy your footy, and you know, you work hard and you win games and you have the fun. That's pretty simple, really. There's nothing really special about it. It's just you train hard, play hard, you know, on and off the field.
There is talk around the campfire about perhaps Merriwar moving up into first grade. What do you think about that?
No, that's not happening. Every meeting I go to, someone brings it up. And again, mate, we've got blokes who come from all over the place.
Yeah.
And they're not going to travel over to play first grade. It just won't happen. And like our sponsorship dollars aren't there. We haven't got backing by Mines or anything like that. And
yeah, the step up to first grade would be massive, and dollars probably being the biggest issue you just mentioned.
Yeah, well, the other thing as well is like our juniors. Most of our juniors from the age of 12 or 11 up all play for either Scone or Denman.
Right.
Because we don't have the numbers to even fill one age group from that area up. So it's. When you're trying to for first grade, you need 18s, I believe, and we just can't do that with all our kids going somewhere else. We can't even field under 11s to 16s team.
Ben, are you expecting everybody to return for season 2022? The majority of all your sides?
Yeah, at this stage we're looking pretty good. I think most of the boys are going to be back for next year. Obviously, just with life, there's a few circumstances that change, and you might lose a couple of blokes, but. On the other side, you might gain a couple of blokes as well. So, but I think most of the boys are in the same sort of mindset. We wanted to defend our premiership from 2019. We haven't had a chance to do that yet, and we want to consolidate that.
And it was a really good looking season for the Magpies in 2021. Before, as we all know, what happened, you must have been really eyeing off being able to defend that premiership.
Oh, we were we had a shocker of a game early in the year against Scone, and they put it on us. And that's the only game we'd lost. And then just before it got called off, we were meant to play Scone at home. So it would have been a minor premiership clash leading into the finals. And we were feeling really, really confident. The team was humming along. We were almost doing things a little bit too easy in some games. And Perks Bucks are getting a bit lax. But
yeah,
we really started to turn it around the last couple of weeks and switch back on, which was really positive to see. And unfortunately, we couldn't go into the semis and prove it.
And if there is something positive to take out of it, the reserve grade player of the year came from the Magpies.
Yeah, young Johnny Whippy. He was bloody cheering. We had to trick him to get him down to the oval to present the trophy. We told him it was a bit of a promo thing for the Group 21, and Jane had him running around taking photos. And then we said, "Oh, while you're here, mate, here's the He's the player of the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
He snuck his mum and dad down there and a few other family friends, and yeah, you didn't have a clue.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, I guarantee he'll be backing up for next year to defend his title.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, if anybody wants to know more about those roles to be a part of the Merry War Magpies, the coaching setup, where do they go? What do they do, Ben?
It's on our Facebook page, and our email address is on there. Yeah, to get all through.
And if anybody wants to, they can always contact us at the station and we can always point them in your direction. Is that all right?
Definitely.
Ben Robbins from the Merry War Magpies, thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View. Really appreciate your time.
Cheers, Ben.